When it comes to data and knowing just what to do with it, it seems there are two camps in this world. There's Group A, we'll call them, those who can plunge in there, mining, parsing, analyzing, and figuring out how to really use data. And then there's Group B, those who are fairly clueless when it comes to crunching data, and who, by the way, are in relative awe of Group A. Luckily for some nonprofit groups in the Ann Arbor, Detroit area, those Group A types aren't just smart, they're nice, and they're willing to help the Group Bs. It's the A2 Data Dive, and it's happening this weekend on the central campus of the University of Michigan, thanks to some hardworking grad students at the U of M School of Information. Here to tell us more about the A2 Data Dive are the co-founders, both of them grad students at the School of Information, Claire Barco and Nikki Rota. I want to start with you, Claire. For those of us who are Group Bs, just what is a data dive?
Okay, so a data dive is kind of like a hackathon. It's a weekend-long service event. It's about 30 hours where we get nonprofits and the Group A's and the Group B's all together in one room, and they just kind of skill share. The Group A's are able to analyze and crunch data for the nonprofits that they've been collecting. The Group B's get to see how it's all done. So it's a lot of learning. It's a lot of sharing. It's a lot of helping people out. And there's a lot of coffee involved.
A lot of coffee. A lot of coffee and sandwiches and keeping people fueled up, I guess. Nikki, what do the data divers get out of this? It's clear that the nonprofits have to be thrilled having help with crunching this data and knowing what to do with it. What do the data divers get out of it?
That's an absolutely wonderful question. And I think last year, Claire and I definitely saw what they got out of it was the opportunity to volunteer in a way that got to tease their brain a bit. So the number of people that came up to us, and this wasn't just students, right? So we were inviting the entire Ann Arbor community. So we have students, we have faculty, we have local practitioners, you know, statisticians and the like, would come up to us and say thank you. And a lot of them ended up establishing relationships with the nonprofits they were working with to maybe continue that volunteer relationship.
So in general, then, they come in, the nonprofits, with what? What is it that you are diving into? Have they collected stuff? What are they coming in with?
Yeah, so nonprofits are aware, like all Group A's, mm-hmm. that data is important. It's becoming more important as we go along. Making database decisions is mm-hmm. really necessary at this point to show to your donors that you are effective. So nonprofits are collecting data about their participants, about the numbers of people they're serving, about the areas that they're reaching out to, but they don't necessarily have the skills to turn that data mm-hmm. into real solid facts that they can show their donor.
So each nonprofit is paired with a team of graduate students. So obviously Claire and I are involved on kind of like the higher organizational level, but each nonprofit has a set of what we're calling data ambassadors, who help usher the volunteers through the process all day of Saturday of working on the data. So having an intimate knowledge of the data that is being provided, having a knowledge about the organization, being able there to answer questions and refocus work that's being done. Yeah. And more importantly, connect people to each other. Oh, I see that you're working on maps over here. Did you know this other team is also thinking about doing that? Maybe you guys can collaborate. And last but not least, the most important part of the day for both the volunteers and the nonprofits is actually writing up documentation of everything that they're doing. So ultimately, we want the nonprofits to be able to walk away with this amazing visualization or this really fun tool. But most importantly, we'd like them to walk away also with a long list of detailed instructions as to how the volunteers got to that point. Mm. So that at any point, these nonprofits, if they want to tweak it, if they want to recreate it, if they want to show their donors, you name it, that they have some documentation as a way to explain what's going on over the course of Saturday.
Claire, this is exciting you. What do you want to say?
Yes. In fact, we were able to see from last year's mm-hmm. data dive that is possible. That does happen. Mm-hmm. Last year, we worked with a nonprofit called the African Health Open Educational Resources Network, or AHON for short. And as we documented everything along the way, the leadership of AHON was able to hold their own data dive with their own volunteers at a workshop they held in Ghana last summer. So, in fact, it's kind of like a drop in the bucket. Not only do data divers get to learn and share skills and meet new people, but the nonprofits themselves get to learn new skills and learn how to do it themselves.
Best of luck, both
Thank
of you,
you.
Thank
Claire
you so
Barco
much.
And Nikki Rota, the co-founders of the A2 Data Dive. And it'll be a busy weekend. Get the coffee brewing.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Most definitely.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
The A2 Data Dive happens this weekend on the University of Michigan main campus in Ann Arbor. There are free workshops you can attend. And if you're listening in West Michigan or another part of the state and want to learn more about how your nonprofit could participate in next year's dive, or you have skills in data analysis and want to volunteer, you can go to a2datadive.org.